Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, transparents and transformers, in or out of disguise, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, Rama, Dhamma, Buddha, Ba-ba-ba-ba, or the great Pastafarian in the sky. We don't know. But we do know, you know, mostly outside of the test tube, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear
Hey, women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in Bonoboville, LAX. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the wolf is howling tonight, brothers and sisters. It's a hot night. The tail end of gay pride. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. We are proud to be gay the Bonobo way. And we're all kind of gay the Bonobo way. So we're all celebrating gay pride. And
woohoo!
Yes, and we are prouder than ever. Yes, indeed, we are moving forward in many, many ways. And of course, there's backlashes, and some of them are violent and evil. But they make us stronger. I was going to say that which doesn't kill us, but it did kill a lot of people. So, you know, makes the rest of us stronger. Mm-hmm. And yes, indeed, despite the bombs and the backlashes and the guns and the ammo and the bigotry, we are moving forward. We are going bonobos. Yes, indeed. And we are broadcasting live from Bonoboville. And I am very excited tonight to have a sensational, transformational program. And let's see. So, ba-dum-bum. I just want to, kind of before I introduced my fantastic guests, introduce my fantastic art in the background. Right up there, there we have, come on close up to this amazing, it's called a graphic, it's called, anyway, it's by Terry Leban. It's a poster. And it's a graphic recording. That's what it is. It is a graphic cartoon recording of my talk at ASECT, the American Academy of Sex Educators, Counselors, yeah. and Therapists.
Show those characters up there. Bring those cameras. There's up to the characters, to the little guys, little
bonobos. And Terry LeBan of Breakthrough Visuals did this amazing, spontaneous comic poster without having done any previous research, to my knowledge. He might have cheated, but I don't think so. But, you know, he was listening to the talk, and he just got the bonobo way. So... amazingly, and did these drawings while the talk was going on, and they really tell it like it is. Plus, he's a much better bonobo drawer than those Planet of the Apes posers, right, Max?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. They make it like bonobos are these.
Everybody's trying to make these bonobos out
evil apes, and they're really the most beautiful, make love, not war apes on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Non-human creatures.
Apes on Earth. And they are our closest cousins. They are our kissing cousins. And, you know, we've been doing these talks all over the place at the University of Puerto Rico, Mayagüez, where we talked about the bonobo way of ecosexuality. In UC Berkeley, where we talked about the bonobo way of non-monogamy, because, you know, bonobos are swingers through the trees and with each other. And at DomCon, woohoo!
Yeah.
Where we talked about the bonobo way of femdom power, because bonobos empower the females, unlike any other great ape species, and they are the most femdom apes on Earth. So this past Saturday, or a couple Saturdays ago, I just gave the bonobo way of basically sex therapy and inclusivity, which was the theme of the ASECT conference, the 48th annual ASECT conference down in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where I also celebrated my birthday. Yeah, the aquatic, erotic, orgasmic, fantastic birthday, which is recorded for your prurient pleasure on my blog, as well as the ASECT lecture and this fabulous Terry LeBan poster. You know, check it out on the blog. It's right there at drsusanblock.com. And, we are very excited to be back in Bonoboville, though we loved Puerto Rico. And by the way, shout out to Abby Martin.
I was going to say that.
For doing a very interesting interview with a Puerto Rican professor about the history of Puerto Rico.
The real history.
Yeah. So there's some nefarious colonialism going on there, that needless to say. So tune in to Abby's interview and check out my blog. Okay, so... let's see. Okay. Also want to say that Live Art Almanac, shout out, because they have reprinted my eulogy for Frank Moore. And Frank was one of the greatest performance artists that ever lived. He passed away couple years ago, and the eulogy, which you can find on the blog, is here reprinted in this beautiful almanac about performance art, Live Art Almanac, and so check it out. So, I'm so excited to have several guests that have been here before, and a newbie, woohoo, let's hear it, for Isabella Sorrenti. From Florence. Firenze. Come sit on the bed. Come on up here. Yay. And this is Isabella Sorrenti.
Hi.
Let's turn her microphone up.
Turning their mics up would be good.
And... Isabella is here for the first time. all the way from Ohio?
I am actually formerly from Missouri.
Missouri?
Yes.
Close enough.
Missouri.
Right. Somewhere in that Midwest. Missouri. And you have come out to L.A. to seek your fortune, be yourself, have fun in the sun?
I guess it's a little... It's a little bit of everything. Yeah, no, not have fun in the sun. I'm like a vampire. I do not like the sun at all.
No,
I'm a night dweller, so I like to go out at nighttime.
That's why you have that porcelain skin. Yes, indeed. You know, and you're a bit of a Marilyn lookalike. My middle name is Marilyn.
Really?
Yeah, so I am a Marilyn connoisseur. And I wore my Marilyn scarf just for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people, anytime I go to Hollywood, whether I'm at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, they're always like, oh, look, it's Marilyn Monroe. They get out their camera phones and they start recording me. I'm like, hi. So it's like, at this point, I'm so used to it. I just, people want to take their picture with me, I get a picture with them. Or little kids go up to me and like, can I have your autograph? You're Marilyn Monroe, right? And I'm like,
aww.
Sure.
You so like to be Marilyn. It's like a role play for you.
It kind of is. But yeah. I like to see myself more of a Jean Harlow mixed with like Betty Grable?
Okay. Betty Grable was all about the legs.
I have nice legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you have a lot of crinolines here. Yes, for sure. And I could see you in that 7-year itch scene where your skirt blows up.
There you go.
Over the grate. So, okay. Well, welcome to L.A. Yes, Marilyn. I mean, Isabella. I'll get your name right. So, and you're also an adult entertainer.
I sure am.
So tell us about that.
Okay, so for the longest time, I watched a lot of porn, like, ever since I was, like, a teenager, and I came out here, you know, with the vision that, you know, I joined the military, I was stationed out here for a while, and then I didn't know what I was going to do. I was kind of, like, searching myself for a while, and then I decided to transition after my 25th birthday, and here I am now. About a year and a half after I started transitioning, I told myself, you know what, like, I want to do something intense. I want to do something interesting, something fun that's going to put me out there, like, something that's going to really break me out of my shell, because I had already started to break out of my shell when I started transitioning. So I'm like, I'm going to start doing my research, and I'll see if I can join the porn industry. And the first...
That's intense.
It is intense. It really was.
And we should say what branch of the military you were in, because it is, I guess you could say, the most intense.
I was actually in the Marine Corps.
Wow.
So I would say that was pretty intense right there.
Marine Corps. So, I mean, I often say nature seeks a balance, but you kind of went from one end of the spectrum to the other.
It's like a complete
Marine
180.
Corps to Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
That's kind of, you know, I can't imagine Marilyn in the Marine Corps except for entertaining the troops.
If only you saw a picture of what I looked like before.
Wow.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, of course, for those who have just tuned in, Miss Dayton Raines.
Hi,
so
guys.
So you've seen...
I've seen Isabella...
Marilyn as a Marine.
I have.
Yeah, I mean, Isabella as a Marine.
Sexy. Both sexy.
Yeah, both sexy. Well, you know, if you're sexy, you're sexy.
Right.
It's
you can't help it.
Different kinds of sexy. Yeah.
Thank you.
She's a sexy man in the Marines and a sexy Marilyn right now. Mm. That's, I guess, the best I could describe it.
I don't know. How do you feel about that description?
I like it.
I mean, when you were in the Marines, did you feel like a sexy man, or did you feel like a woman?
You know what? To be honest, I've always felt like a woman. Even like when I was a little kid. Here's the thing: when I first came to the U.S., my mother, she would have her friends come over, and then for entertainment, she would put her clothing on, and then she would also put her makeup on me, and I was kind of like the star attraction.
She put her makeup on
you. Yes.
Ah.
So.
Hi, Mom.
So.
All right. Well, that must be why you put your own makeup on.
Of course.
Okay. Well, you do a very good job.
Thank you.
You'd probably be a makeup artist.
I am.
Mom taught you well.
Actually, I don't have a really good relationship with my mother. I haven't seen her for like over 10 years.
I didn't say she taught you everything well. Just the makeup part. That's all. But any case. Okay, so she put makeup on you.
Mm-hmm.
And did she put clothes on you, too?
She put clothes on
you, girl clothes on?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you have a sister or a brother? Or?
You know, I have a half-brother and a half-sister, but I haven't seen them since, like, they were, like, 7 or 8 years old.
So do you think that she wanted a girl and that's why? Or do you think she just saw the girl in you and was, even though you don't have a good relationship, she might have been sensitive to that?
She could have been projecting that, you know, she always wanted a daughter. And then I know that she had approached me at times like, are you gay? Like, are you hiding something?
We're all gay, the bonobo way. Yeah. But maybe she meant something more specific.
So I feel like she had an idea, but she didn't exactly know. Mm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was your dad in the picture? Or
no, you know what? My dad contacted me about 2 years ago.
Really? Did he see one of your movies? Oh, no.
You know what? I hope he does see one of my movies.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, he asked me for $20,000.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
People have nerve.
Wait, I missed that.
You're not the worst dad in the world.
Huh? No.
You perked up over that.
I had to hear that.
As a dad.
Actually, I was the most wanted dad.
That's true. But this dad.
Everybody.
I mean, when was the last time
you saw him? The cops wanted me. My wife wanted me.
I've never actually met the guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You never met him, and he calls you up, and he says, hey, how
about? He found me on Facebook. He sent me a message, and... Oh,
you look rich.
I know I've never been in your life, but... You know, I'm going through a hard time. It'd be nice if you sent me 20 grand. I'm like,
wow, he even came up with a figure. He doesn't say, like, it'd be nice if you helped me out. Can I?
No, he said specifically 20 grand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I want 20 grand.
Yeah, I could use 20 grand. I mean, I bet Donald Trump could use
20
grand. I mean, we could all use 20 grand.
Donald Trump.
I'd be happy with half of that.
Hey, Jackie Blue.
Hi, Jackie.
Jackie Blue is so sweet. She's only going to take half the 20 grand. She's very, very giving. She's giving the other half to the bonobos.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. So when you give up all these 20 grands, we're going to enjoy that. So that's an interesting interaction. He just says that without even any back and forth first.
I don't know the guy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And are you sure he's your dad?
You know what? Like, I'm not even sure my mom is my mom.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
You know, this sounds like a typical family.
Yeah,
like or it sounds like one of those things where they say, I have money in an African bank, and can you lend
people?
Me $20,000, and then you'll make $450,000 if you just send me.
And who wanted that? Who wanted the $20,000?
I guess somebody who said he was her dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
To be honest, if I was to show you a picture of my mom and dad, like, you wouldn't be able to see much of a resemblance at all. Like, even people ask me, are you sure that's your mom and dad? Mm. I want to do a paternity test.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some mystery there. Okay, so in any case, you're growing up. You're on the outside a boy, although mom is putting makeup and frilly clothes like this on you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say frilly clothes like this. This is more of something that, you know, that found me, that is a big part of me. It took a long time to actually, like, figure out, like, who I actually was and what I was comfortable in. And this right here is my daily look. Like, I dress like this anytime I go out, like, doesn't matter.
It's kind of, yeah, it's a Marilyn look, 1950s, mm-hmm. Girly girl, just the ultimate girl. So before we get to the ultimate girl.
Isn't that a sis?
How did we get to, I'm going to just table that, because I table that. It's not a sis, so that's not. But in any case, we'll discuss terminology in a little while. But I want to know, how did you transition into the Marines from being a cute boy and who felt like a girl? And did you feel like you had to overcompensate is my instinct. But
good questions. Okay, so she dressed me up. I was about 4, 5, 6 years old around that time when all of that happened. Then she stopped. Uh-huh. But then I got so used to it. Like, I would go to school and I would be like, why aren't I dressed up in, you know, girl clothing? Uh-huh. Like, why can't I be like the other girls that are uh-huh. there? Like, why do I have to dress up as a boy?
Did you ask your mom?
No.
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 So you felt already some shame or something?
I felt like... Because I lived in such a conservative town that I already knew that if I would have gone that route, if I would have asked someone, like an adult where I was going to school, questions like that, then I probably would have gotten scolded or lectured. Like, yeah. They were very strict over there. Mm. So I secretly, up until my high school years, got into my mom's closet and I would dress up in her clothing and I would do my own makeup.
Ah, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners and viewers out there that can relate.
A lot of little boys did that.
A lot.
Yes.
Some of them do it and then go on to become girls, and some of them just do it.
Great.
Just enjoy it for various reasons. I mean, there's so many reasons. But in any case, then what?
Okay.
The Marines.
Yes, the Marines. Okay, I was getting there.
Yeah, how'd you end up in the Marines?
Everyone wants to know. Okay, so I got to my high school years. Everything was getting a little bit harder for me. And
so
a lot
to speak.
a lot of my friends were like, you know, you should join the military. Let's join together.
Ah.
And I thought, you know, because I'm so confused, because this is affecting me at a huge emotional level, maybe if I join the Marine Corps, you know, I can cancel out that confusion. Like, maybe I won't think like this anymore. And I decided to enlist, and big mistake because it only made it worse.
Yeah. Do you hear that, listeners, viewers? I mean, if you're confused, might not be a great idea to join the military.
Yeah,
don't.
No, because they're going to turn you into a real man.
They're going to turn you into, I mean, potentially a killing machine, which is, you know, not so cool.
It's kind of funny because the whole boot camp experience is... It's pretty hardcore stuff.
It is.
When you get out, you're like a robot. Like, you're going to all these different stores, and the way you walk is very robotic. How you talk is very robotic. So I'm sure the bartender here can vouch for that.
That is...
Hollywood Jake.
Hollywood Jake, you're in the Marines, and you're robotic. Right?
He wasn't a Marine also, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
you know, I mean, a lot of guys that were in the Marines.
No, he was at the marina.
Oh.
Hollywood Jake is in the Marines.
We get a lot of military Marines.
Look who's here in the audience.
Ikor the Wolf. You weren't in the Marines, were you?
No.
You're built for it. I mean, yeah, he could get in the Marines. You must have been very athletic.
I was a 260-pound bodybuilder.
Wow. So you were...
I was bulky. Mm. I was buff.
And, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, kind of crazy challenges Marines have to go through.
Quite a few, yes.
I mean, it kills people.
It can. It really can. Like, not so much physically, but more of emotionally.
Ah.
Yeah, they tend to break you down, like... I wouldn't say, I mean, it's kind of partially in a good way. I don't want to say it's in a bad way. It's in a good way. Mm. It helps you grow up a little bit and molds you into a better person. But at the same time, it doesn't always work out that way for everyone, you know? It really depends. It's like a 50-50 gamble.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not all for it. But I want to say... You know, it's part of your history, and it's kind of sexy, you know. So in the middle of being in the Marines, and you're like this buff, tough Marine, and you go,
"What's going on?
I'm a girl. Yeah. I'm a girl."
Yeah, you know, even during that time, like I still had attraction to the guys. Like I have attraction to like anyone. Like, to be honest, like
you're fluid.
Yes. So I don't really like to say, like, oh, I'm bisexual, I'm pansexual. I don't like those labels, you know?
Do you have a label for yourself? Or
not really. I mean, I just...
Fluid?
I guess I'm just
although
fluid,
although that sounds kind of watery. I don't know.
Yeah.
I use it a lot because there is some issues with all these bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual...
I just think a lot of those... terms are too derogatory, and it just, I don't know, they can come off a little bit too critical sometimes.
And they're also very limiting, right?
Yes, that, very
I mean,
much
most
so.
Humans are not that limited.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, oh, yeah, I'm bisexual, but you could be attracted to, like, a trans woman, and although you won't date them, people will be like, okay, but then you're pansexual, but no, not necessarily. It's just, it's so confusing, like, it just throws everyone off.
I kind of like the term trisexual because it includes three, and it also includes the word tri.
It's like a triad.
But it's silly, though. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough with those terminologies. I know. I mean, the whole trans terminology thing is a toughie. You know, I did a show.
Don't get me started with that.
In 2010 called Shemale Rapture with our mutual friend Morgan Bailey. Now, that's become a very politically incorrect term.
That term, yes.
Yeah.
Tranny.
Tranny also.
Sissy, which is like the most...
I hate that word.
Yeah,
I hate that word.
Yeah, like anyone
I don't
does
have
not
hate
like that
for
word.
Any words.
Well, I don't
myself.
Like to be
I'm
called
a word,
that.
I'm a wordsmith or...
A wordsmith.
Something like... I'm a writer, I guess, and a user of words. But I also like to be respectful, certainly, of... everybody, but sometimes, you know, like say you're a writer and you want to portray a bigot, you want to use those words.
Yes.
And I just want to understand what is now the cute term for a trans person?
Just woman. I mean, you just consider them a woman.
Okay.
Like, just directly, like...
But what if it's a trans that's a man? That's like, you know...
You mean a female to male?
Yeah.
They're a man. So I think it's...
So not even the term trans?
You can use the word trans, but I think a lot of people nowadays are starting to recognize, you know, transgender females and transgender males as just men and women. It's
okay.
Just starting to become a little bit more accepting. Slowly, it's going to, you know, it's going to become pretty... like huge and widely accepted, but for now it's very small, it's minuscule, it's
we're,
growing.
I would say in a transition.
Yes,
over that.
Exactly.
Which is one reason I called the show, kind of subtitled it Transformers, you know, performers that are trans. And I don't know, I got mixed reactions to that, like whether that's offensive or not. And I guess, you know, we're exploring. Partly also because you're in the adult entertainment industry, as is Dayton, of course, as is Jackie Blue. And we also have Leanne, Goddess Leanne, here. Hello, Goddess Leanne. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. So in porn, it's, I don't know if it's the opposite or it's kind of, there's part of the porn industry that respects that and part of it that wants to maximize the trans nature of its trans performers.
You know, that's something interesting that you bring up. In the porn industry, I think it's widely accepted to use the term shemale and tranny for
right.
a lot of the websites, which, you know, I can understand. You're doing something like dirty, sexual, naughty. Like, you're trying to fulfill a person's fantasy.
And those people are often in Missouri or something.
Yeah, they're in Missouri. You know, they're probably, like, living in the house that I used to live at. So,
because people that are, you know, not using those terms are usually not paying for porn, let's say. They're often making it or they're going on free sites or whatever.
Yeah.
But the payers are often in Missouri and using terms like shemale or tranny, which are very politically incorrect terms and offensive terms that... we're only using here because those are terms that are search terms that porn sites use.
Well, in the business, though, too, like, they'll say, do you work with trannies? To me. I work in the straight side. They'll say, well, you'd shoot a tranny movie. We have a little bit of this conversation. That's okay for them to say that to me. But if you're a real, like, in the society or a citizen, you're not supposed to say that.
In the society. Right.
I'm
in
just
the,
saying,
the
like, if you're just out in the world, it could be offensive.
It's porn world.
But... even in the porn world, it's a little bit, you know, kind of touchy because they renamed the Tranny Awards to the T's. So,
Transgender Erotic Awards.
Right. I can't remember that, so I just say the T's. But that's why they let you say the T's, because no one can remember what you just said.
The transgender erotica.
No, I know. The transgender erotica awards. But that is a mouthful, and we do. Humans like cute terms, like T's. It's like a cute term, so it's easy to remember.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's better if you just simplify it, because, I don't know, I feel people, they make it too complicated sometimes, but I don't know, like, the whole thing where you were bringing up that they use, you know, those terms in the porn world. I don't know. I feel like it's more of an exception if it's being used in a porn setting. But like Dayton said, if it's like outside of the porn world, then obviously it's gonna be offensive. And yeah, there are some limitations in the porn world, but for the most part. I don't know. It's like you're just trying to fulfill men's, women's, anyone's fantasy. I mean, yeah. I was on a Greyhound bus. I have never been on a Greyhound bus, and I'm sorry, like Greyhound, if you're listening to this, but like it was one of the worst experiences that I have ever gone through, from like Long Beach to Las Vegas.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. Shout out to Spirit, the Greyhound of the air. Okay. So. You know, they don't even provide you with that pack, that sort of bag in the back of the chair. They just have rubber bands.
Yes. Right. It's like sitting on like a hard chair the whole way.
Yeah. Once you fly Spirit, you'll never do it again.
No, I flew from Los Angeles all the way to Fort Lauderdale on Spirit.
Oh, never Miami again. Back to LA on Spirit. Gosh. Yeah. And I think Dr. Susan's flown Spirit.
They're sort of like $3 cheaper than the other airlines, and then they charge you $60, $50
for luggage,
for your carry-on.
Yeah. Get carry-on.
And they tell you this is it. Get it. Right? Hey, Spirit, lighten up.
You're terrible.
But anyways, about the Greyhound, there was someone sitting in front of me, and he looked like one of those guys that, you know, lives in his mom's basement, plays World of Warcraft, watches porn, faps to it, you know?
Ew.
But anyways, he saw me and his eyes lit up, and then, you know, he kind of had his hoodie on and he had his phone and he was watching one of my videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry.
How did you feel?
I thought it was kind of funny. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it's flattering, yes, but it doesn't surprise me. Because a lot of those guys are, you know, they're the ones that are like, oh yeah, I don't like trans people, and then there they are over there, you know, in the public bathroom, just fapping off to porn.
Honestly, I think it's one of the highest growth sort of niche. It's not even a niche market anymore. It's a market in porn.
Exactly.
And it's one of the few markets that people do pay for because it is considered kind of special.
Taboo.
It is the second most watched porn on the internet. Yeah.
Well, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, here we are. And we're very excited to have you here, and we're excited that you got out of the Marines. And
I am too.
That I mean, that's good. And did they kick you out?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't want to like give them a bad name or anything.
No, I do. Right. I do.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so
make love, not war, brothers and sisters.
Okay. Here's what happened. I was in for about 3 years, right, and I opened up to a couple of my fellow Marines, like, out of confidence.
Aw, yes. So trusting.
And I told them, you know, I feel this way. You know, I'm confused. I was doing research. Maybe I want to do hormone therapy. Their drunk asses decided to open their mouths, like, in front of their higher-ups. And then they had, like, this big field day the day after, and they were lecturing me.
Aww.
They had to do a psych evaluation, and about a week and a half later, they discharged me.
Oh, well.
But I'm glad it happened.
Yeah. They just don't know how to handle it.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, though, up until the point where you felt you were glad that it happened, because I'm sure up until that point, it was probably traumatic.
To be honest, like, I know a lot of Marines right now that are in that are going through that same issue.
And they haven't come out because...
They haven't come out because they're afraid of what their peers are going to say.
They're in a prison.
Yes.
They're in a prison.
And so I get a lot of messages on Twitter. Like, I I respond to a lot of my fans, you know, for many reasons, and a lot of them are military.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I need help. Like, I have questions. What do I do to transition? And I'm kind of a mentor to a lot of these people.
And so what is your number one tip for those who are in the military or in some other very masculine kind of job or something, and they want to transition to being a woman? The woman that they really are inside.
Well, to be honest, it kind of varies. Like, I give them the necessary resources on, you know, where to go and speak to people that will actually provide them with the hormone therapy. You know, if they don't want to start the hormone therapy in advance, I kind of guide them, and I'm kind of their counselor to prepare them. Or if, you know, they need a little bit more help, I refer them to people that will see them for free. You know, that's their job, you know, to provide individuals that are having a hard time, you know, figuring out what they want to do, whether or not they're confused about transitioning or whether or not they really do want to transition. Like, I want to be as accommodating as I can. And, you know, I was there at one point. I know what it's like. I know what it feels like, you know, from the beginning until now. And I've been transitioning for almost 2 years now. So, you know, that first year is the worst. And I like to be there for people because I didn't I didn't have that many people there for me. So I had to figure things out on my own.
Good for you. Good for you. That's important.
That's
to
really
help
nice.
Others. So you were mentioning drunk off asses. Did anyone else hear that?
Something I heard about drunk off asses.
Off asses. Now, it reminds me that we have a special ritual here. It's called Bonoboville Communion. Did you grow up Catholic or Christian by any chance?
I was like a mix of everything. I was Mormon.
You were Mormon, but you were from Italy. Aren't you from Firenze?
Catholic. Catholic, Mormon, Baptist.
Good. You mix it all up.
Calvinist.
Right,
like,
okay.
It was crazy.
So did you ever take communion?
I did, yes.
You did?
Once.
Once. Was it good?
No.
No. Okay, we're going to try to kind of reposition your communion experience with our communion experience. So it involves...
putting a dildo down my throat?
Oh, that's later.
No. Actually, that could happen now. That is something that we could do. Do you have the dildo?
I do.
Oh, okay. So, that might be a good way to kind of clear out your, you know, your throat and open up the throat muscles so that you can do communion. And you did say you had a special talent, and we do have. Thank you. This very lovely, slightly bent. Was this up against a radiator or something? Jeez, it's got Peyronie's disease, I think. Oh, okay. No. It's a.
I actually perform with a guy with a dick that was like that long.
Yep. Oops. Sorry. Didn't mean to sort of dick slap
it.
You.
Oh.
Alrighty.
Okay. So, anyway, here's my dick. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll hold it. I'm going to hold it. Oh my God. She's taking the whole.
Oh my God,
thing.
The whole thing.
Woo! Let's hear
wow.
it for Isabella Sorrenti. Did that also take some time, and did the hormone treatments help? that last part, I was just kidding about.
I think I had that talent.
Oh, whoa.
I think I had that. Yeah, it definitely cleaned everything out.
It's coming out your nose now. No, I'm just kidding.
Right?
Okay, so just calm down. You definitely had that talent.
I like to put things down my throat.
Did they teach you that in the Marines?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, if you like guys, it's a good place to be. I mean, you know.
Speaking about that, I actually prefer girls more. Yeah, so...
How did that happen?
I've always dated girls. Like, I am attracted to guys and to anyone else, but to be honest, I have more of a preference towards women.
Do you identify with the term lesbian?
Transbian.
Transbian. That's kind of cute. Transbian.
Yeah.
Trans...
Just like, you know, a trans woman's penis, I call it a sheenus.
Well, now here you're coming up with some cute terms. I've got to
write that down.
Yeah. Where's my pen?
Yeah, Isabel. Yeah, I'm very much the same way. I mean, I do love having sex with men, but I could never have a relationship with one.
It's see, in the porn industry, I have
pen.
I have sex with men, but a lot of the time it's for the hustle.
Oh, like, here it is.
I've only had like maybe two or three good experiences, but it's mostly for the hustle.
So sheeness.
Sheeness.
Oh, I understand that.
But
very
I don't
well.
Know. Sheeness, is that like S-H-E-N-U-S?
Yeah. N-I-S.
N-I-S. Penis. Okay, sheeness. Right, of course, sheeness.
Can I?
And then the other term was
transbian.
Transbian. But hey, hang on. Are some people offended by those terms, like the shemale offended?
Not so far.
Not so much. It's kind of like fun and quirky and cute.
Yeah. I like them. Okay. Have you heard them before?
Oh yes.
Oh.
I'm one of them. So.
You're one of them. You're a transbian.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes. Definitely.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
Well, that's. Did you ever hear that term, Leanne?
I've never heard those terms, but I like them.
You like it? Is it being with a trans being?
Are you a dom?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you seem like a dom.
Yes, yes.
I'm a dom too.
Okay.
Dom to dom. Oh, and now I have a pen. But thank you. I will.
Well,
have
I'm in great company because I'm extremely submissive.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Yes, and she is actually. She was
and
very
a pain slut.
Before.
And a pain slut. I mean, I should have brought my kit with me.
Well, you know.
Yes, you should have.
We have plenty of spankers and wankers. Well, we have wankers out there. But we also have spankers and floggers, including some fabulous Jux leather floggers, including this one. Oh, here, present your butt for me, please, Miss
you know what?
Jackie Blue.
On camera.
Yes.
I need to get
so I have a. Very nice Jux leather flogger. This is a finger flogger, so you can carry it around with you. Right. So there's a nice butt for you.
You know, I've been looking for dungeons to rent around here, and I got some interesting responses on Twitter. One of my friends actually said my ass as like where I could find a dungeon. So.
Oh.
She volunteered her ass as tribute.
As the dungeon.
As the dungeon.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, it's like my heart is your home and my ass is your dungeon. It's kind of romantic in a way. Okay. So, Bonoboville Communion. It involves a drink, which could either be agua coco leaf liqueur. It's an herbal liqueur. Or you could have Ron down your throat. Ron Jeremy, that is. Ron Rum.
I've had the Ron de Jeremy.
Ron is not big enough for me. Let's do the Coco one.
Okay. Sorry, Ron, but you're not big enough. Yeah. She likes some 11 inches long.
God, I love 11 inches.
You even got the lipstick
or
right there.
Just a girl, you know. So. Okay. So now you can, you know, you need to do your Bonoboville communion
okay.
off of a person as the altar. And our altars, well, my best altar girl is no longer here. But
Dayton.
Yep, she's not in the building. Or I don't know where she is. But
Dayton's going to be my altar girl.
Okay, well, then we have to find her, I guess. Because
right over there.
Oh, there she is. Okay, so here she comes. And she actually already has her boobs out. So, yeah, they're pretty out. But I guess they could be out more.
They're not out enough.
They could be out more. It's true. You could have them out even more.
Oh, no. You want them all the way out?
There. Well, yeah, there.
All right, hold on. I don't mind.
Okay.
I certainly don't mind.
There we go. Boobs out. All right.
There we go.
This is what we call breast therapy.
Gosh.
At the Dr. Susan Block Institute, and Dayton Rains is a therapist with the Institute, both on the phone and webcam and via text. So,
what kind of communion are they going to do?
Agua coco leaf liqueur.
Oh, yum. Okay.
Okay, so we have it here. We just need a little pouring. And so this is one of our favorite drinks. It is made from the coco leaf. And since... You are going to be an agua
girl, we are going to give you a wreath. You got laid, on the Dr. Susan Block show.
Look at that.
Okay. Okay, so
here you go.
Basically, what you're going to do is lay your head in between my boobs, and then I'm going to pour this down your throat.
No, you're not.
No?
No. That's okay. You forgot the first part.
Oh, you have to lick salt off my nipples first.
Okay, thank you.
Or you have to lick my nipple, and then we'll put salt.
First, we prepare the altar. This is why we have a priest.
Can it be both
of
nipples?
Of Bonoboville Communion, and I would be that priest or priestess if you want to feminize me. So, yeah, definitely both is a good idea. I think it gets you extra good with God and the goddess. So, yeah, lick both nipples to prepare the altar, and then we will salt the nipples, and you lick again, and then you get your shot. I was going to say your reward, but I guess the reward begins with the licking of the tits. So, you know. Okay, here we go. Kay. Yes, down with that dress. I want to see it all over the floor, just spread out. Look at this beautiful dress. And this is Isabella Sorrenti. I will hold your microphone so you don't spoil the appearance of your dress. And she is from Firenze. She grew up in Missouri. And she is now, how's she doing? She's
really good.
Really good. She knows how to lick. She not only knows how to suck, she knows how to lick. Okay, so
and
now.
She didn't even get any red.
No red lipstick, you know. She knows how to. See, her mother did teach her well in that regard. Here we go. We are now going to apply the body of the Lord and the lady and the transbian. Okay, here you go. Lick, my dear. And yes. Agua Coco Leaf Liquor Bonoboville Communion is next. And
so now lay your head in between my breasts.
Lay your head transbiently between the lovely altar girl's breasts. And now, yes, I would advise you to close your eyes, but, you know, you can take risks. You're a Marine. And down the hatch. Whoa! Down the hatch. Whoa. Yes, indeed. And let's have a little applause for the lovely Isabella.
I kind of waterboard her.
And yes, Dayton Rains. And yes, I don't know if you got any waterboarding in the Marines. Did you get captured?
No.
Okay. Well, we just waterboarded you. That's waterboarding, Bonoboville style.
I definitely enjoyed that.
And now you will tell me all your secrets.
Okay.
Well, actually, just hold on to those secrets because I think, are we ready to take a little break? Yeah? Yeah? We're going to come back with more Bonoboville Communion.
Woo!
More fun. Maybe some spanking, maybe some wanking, maybe some titty therapy?
I think so.
Maybe some more swallowing of giant cocks. Who knows? But we are going to come back soon. And so don't come yet. And don't go away.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That yeah. does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah,
sonnez les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's yes. with me! Hallelujah.
Come for us, Sister Ellen. Come
Look
for
at that us. Face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful being. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen.
Orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's we have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We might.
Okay. Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate. And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna
take this home. Take it.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Are back, brothers and sisters, and this is the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville. And let's see, I've got the lovely Isabella Sorrenti here, and the lovely goddess Leanne, and the also lovely Dayton Rains is wearing very little clothing, which we really enjoy. And let's see, so we want to be sure to get some more Bonoboville communions in. Ah, and here's Jackie Blue. Jackie Blue. Come on over here, Miss Blue. Yeah. Mm. And tell us, last Saturday, you really had a good time, didn't you?
I think we all had a good time.
Yes, but we're talking about you, baby cakes.
Yes, I had a fabulous time.
And you got a good spanking from Mistress Cyan.
The one and only Mistress Cyan, yes. And she has a marvelous touch. Did you know that?
I do know that because she gave me my first public birthday spanking.
I heard about that.
In 2004. And also gave me a little birthday spanking last week. So I know,
yes,
I know all about her expert touch. And I'm very excited that you kind of made a match here in Bonoboville.
Well, yes, actually. She contacted me yesterday, and she wants me to start shooting video with her.
Awesome.
At the
sanctuary. That's great. Woo-hoo! Yay.
And so we've scheduled to shoot this coming Wednesday.
That sounds like a relationship in, you know, movie land, right?
I mean, it is. That's great.
It's like going to dinner in a movie, only much better than that, actually.
Oh, much better than dinner. Yeah. This is dessert first.
Yeah. Very good, very good. Now, speaking of dessert, we need to do another Bonoboville communion, I think. So, who wants a drink?
Well,
I'll take one. Since no one else is speaking up.
I mean, I always do communion. I'll do communion, too, of course. I'll do it off of you, Dr. Susan.
I was hoping someone would do it off of Goddess Leanne.
I'll do it off Goddess Leanne.
Right? Can I hear an amen and an a woman and an a trans woman and all of it?
I'll take I'll it off about. Goddess Leanne's breast, if that's okay.
Yeah. Is that okay? How about since we're running out of time, each of you take a breast. Would that be good? Would that be okay? And then she'd be more worshipped, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How about that? Okay. So, I'm the high priestess of the salt. And what are we taking? Agua.
I'll do agua.
You're gonna do agua. Are you doing Ron?
I'll do the agua this time.
You're gonna do the agua.
Yeah. So I've had Ron down my throat. Mm. Let's try something else.
Oh, yes.
Look at Goddess Leanne's big natural breasts.
But you know
breasts.
What? I mean, I think
they're
that
not natural?
In
they look
deference
natural.
To Goddess Leanne's big natural breasts, you should take your clothes off.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. Stripping music, please.
Do-do-do.
Here goes Jackie. Oh, I mean Jackie Blue. We have Marilyn and, you know, I was just thinking about Isabella as Marilyn, and then here you are.
That's right. Everyone calls me Marilyn.
As Jackie. Uh-huh. And Jackie is stripping down, brothers and sisters.
Woo!
It's a hot night in Bonoboville. It's summertime. Come and join us some Saturday night. just give us a call and find out how you do that, because I can't explain it. But the number is 310-568-0066. And so now we are going to commune. And since you are the altar girl, I will let you pour the drinks for the ladies. And let's see here.
I think I'm one of the ladies.
You are one of the ladies. Yes, you are definitely
very
one of the ladies.
Very much so.
I was including you as a lady. In fact, we're all ladies here, I think. There's some guys in the audience. Yeah, we got a lot of cameramen. I think we're all exhibitionists, though, so that's okay, right? Yeah, Bonoboville Communion. Okay, is she at a good angle? Should she turn around, perhaps? Maybe.
I'm actually quite shy.
You're very shy. I know that. So here we go. I'm going to tie my Marilyn behind my back. And yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Look,
we have
these
the goddess
big, fabulous breasts.
So you on this side, I think, Dayton.
Okay.
Sister Dayton and Sister Jackie, you may prepare the altar. Yes, indeed. Prepare the altar, yes. It's a little bit like suckling, I think. Right? What do you think? How's the view?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, for a trans being or for anyone, it's very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go with the first salted body of the Lord, the Lady, and the trans being. And Dayton Rains is sucking it up. And now we have another salted nipple of the lovely goddess Leanne. Thank you, goddess Leanne. And here Jackie Blue is getting her reward. She didn't even have to suffer yet, but she will in a minute, I think. Don't you think she needs to be punished? But she is doing such a good job sucking that nipple. Oh, my goddess. All right. So now, how are we going to do the application of the drinks? Ah, so, okay, so you want to lay back in Goddess Leanne's breasts, lay back against her boobs. And have you ever poured anything down someone's throat, you know? Or squirted something down a throat? Yep, here we go. And, yeah, down she goes. Whoa! Yes, indeed. And, okay, look at the camera. Yeah. Let's have some applause. Woohoo! And now we have Miss Jackie Blue is going to take her medicine. All right, so here you go. Here, we're the cheerleaders now. You're okay there? Okay. Woo! Yeah. Uh-huh. Down the throat. We like to say throat here because it sounds sexier. And you have gotten laid on
Woo!
The Dr. Susan Block Show. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, Jackie got her reward, so I think now it's time for your punishment.
Oh, no, anything but that.
Oh. Oh. And, you know, we have a couple of mistresses here, you know. I mean, dominas. So our new guest, I feel we should definitely defer to, and so what would you like to do to our humble slave girl?
Do you have any paddles?
Yes.
Oh, I know right where they are.
Actually, I'd love it if you could give her a book spanking with my book.
I could do that.
To start. And then we do have paddles.
Just to warm up, right?
I particularly enjoy the bread cutting boards.
Okay. So woo-hoo! Give her a little warm up with the Bonobo way. And what position would you like her in?
Where would you like?
Bend over on her knees, like on her knees, or just over the bed?
Actually, you know what? Put your feet together.
Feet together. Sounds like a Marine call here.
Okay, now bend over, back arched.
Talk into the microphone so everyone can do it
at
home.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Butt out like that. There you go.
Oh wow! I think they do teach you something in the Marines. Yeah. And
get her on this rose over here.
Yeah.
How do you like
naughty
that, huh?
Girl.
You like how that feels?
I love how that feels.
Oh. Yeah, you want more, don't you? Yeah.
You have no idea.
A little butt slut.
She is a butt slut.
Yes, she is.
I think you got that pegged, so to speak. Okay, so... We did some good book spankings, and now, okay, here
Dr.
we go.
Dr. Susan, I opened your mail.
Ah, you did.
I opened your mail.
You did.
Sorry.
Well, you know, that's your
but
job.
But guess what? You got a letter from Cosmo.
Really?
Yeah, you want me to read it to you?
Okay.
Dr. Susie, thank you for being a part of our July issue, and it was wonderful to meet you.
That much.
Love the bonobos at ASEC.
Uh-huh.
Julie.
Julie. Thank you, Julie.
Look
I
at
do
that.
Remember meeting Julie.
You talk about everything. You
she
didn't talk about this.
Awesome.
See how great you are?
Well, you know, Julie is pretty great. She came to my bonobo talk at ASEC and came right up to me and, you know, introduced herself.
And then she wrote you a handwritten
and then
letter.
She wrote me this nice little letter. All right. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Cosmo. I've always been a Cosmo girl. Woo-hoo! It's really awesome, Cosmo, because they've always encouraged girls to be girls, you know, and maybe some boys to be girls as well, you know. I mean, or
and that's fine, too.
Hey, you know, it's all good. And I think they encourage girls to enjoy life and also to... you know, have a career to, you know, be like Helen Gurley Brown, you know, and have it all. Yeah, you can have babies. That's all good. After all, we do have to procreate. But you don't have to have babies to be a beautiful, real girl, right? So, here we are.
I had an operation to prevent that a long time ago.
The having of babies.
And no babies.
Right, right. You know... I do feel babies are wonderful, babies are cute, babies often grow into horrible people, but they do grow into some good people as well. And yet, you know, though the bonobos are highly endangered and everyone is precious, and of course if it's your lover or your wife or your mother, they're precious, but honestly we have too many humans on the planet, you know, a few too many humans. And it's killing all of us. So we're going to...
Here, why don't I get under there and get a paddle?
Get under there, yeah. There you go. I'm going to take advantage of this position and give her a whack with Cosmo. Yes, yes. And Cosmo whack. Cosmo whack. Cosmo whack. Cosmo whack.
She's not done yet.
Yeah.
I know.
And...
Dr. Susie, that was hard.
That's why she gets now the mink. I was testing. I have never done magazine spanking.
Well,
I've done book spanking. So, now, have you got the
canes
paddle?
Canes are better.
Ooh.
Is this a paddle?
That is a paddle.
It's a breadboard.
That's a paddle.
That's the kind you requested.
Yes, absolutely.
So, since, you know, you request...
I
No, she does. She's
you
the guest.
You want to try it?
No. No.
Then you can present that to our guest.
I don't want to present it on.
And are you ready for the paddle?
I'm ready for anything.
I think someone in the audience said they want a paddling.
Wow. We have a serious question before the playful paddling of Jackie Blue, and that question is from Chelsea.
Oh, hi, Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea. Chelsea in the field. How long has Isabella been vegan?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. You know, I'd say about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
So what my doctor suggested was, because I used to weigh a lot, that I should try, you know, going on a vegetarian diet. But then I'm like, you know, I'm pretty lactose intolerant, unless it's semen.
yes.
But
the milk.
Yes.
That's part of that milk
all
and honey.
Natural.
That land of milk and honey. You are not being heard.
It's gluten free. But anyways. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, it's been
lots of protein.
A lot of protein.
Oh, very much. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's been about over a year and a half, and
you could probably live on it for a little while.
You can.
You can actually.
I've done it.
You can.
Like a lot
it's
of
actually
work.
Good for your skin.
Oh
good
well,
for your skin, good
and
for your
you
hair.
Should know you have such great skin, probably from all that semen.
Oh yeah. Gosh.
From all those semen.
Yeah.
From
all those you're not on the microphone, so don't talk.
I don't have.
Yeah.
One.
Well, then grab one from somewhere. Okay. So where am I? Oh, I'm at paddling time. Right.
Yes.
Okay. So what position would you like our lovely slave girl?
You know what? She can lean over on the bed, like lay her stomach on the bed, and then kind of have her ass up in the air.
All right, here she goes. Stomach on the bed, shoe caught in the...
One more time there. There you go.
Thing there. Okay, so and down, and arch that
there
back.
There you go. There
yeah.
You go.
Oh, got a little nipple view here.
Mm. Yeah, this might hurt a little bit.
Uh-oh. Okay. This
which,
is a mean paddle.
Cheek. Should I get first?
But our
you have
girl
a preference, huh? You have a preference? No?
No preference. Just
how's that feel?
Wants to submit. Ooh.
That feel good?
Yes.
Say yes, goddess.
Yes, goddess.
Oh, where's
say
your mic?
Say it louder.
Here, wait. I'll get the mic. Okay. So, here. So what did you say?
Yes, goddess.
There
say
you
a little
go
louder.
Oh, yes, goddess.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, why don't I get you on this side?
Ooh.
How's that feel, huh?
Oh.
Were you ever a drill instructor?
No.
No,
unfortunately not.
No, really, you got the right, you know, attitude, right? Drill instructor.
You want a little bit more?
Of course.
Say, of course, goddess.
Of course, goddess.
No, you're saying it too sweetly.
Oh.
Say, of course, goddess.
Of course, goddess.
There you go.
Ooh. Certain type of course, goddess is required.
Looking nice and red over here. Look at that.
Ooh. Red is the strawberry moon.
Mmm.
Whoa.
One more time.
She is getting whacked. Jackie Blue is
yes
getting. Dayton has come in for some comfort before it has even been requested.
You want to try?
And there is Goddess Leanne. And she is also a domina. And now Dayton is doing her lick shot. Okay. And now.
Thank you, Goddess Isabella.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You know, I just wanted to give a little bit of aftercare.
Okay.
I learned about aftercare.
I would call that in-between care, considering
in
what's happening
care
right now. Woo! Oh.
Ooh. Ouch.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch.
I love this so much.
Mm. Oh.
Now I know what drew you into the Marines.
Ah.
Right. No, it's this sadomasochistic delights. But this is much better than the Marines. Much more consensual, first of all.
Yes.
You know, you sign that contract with them, you don't know what you're in for. But here I notice you're doing a lot of questioning. That's what consent is all about. Do you want this? Tell me you want it.
It's nice and cherry red.
Yes, it is getting shiny and red as the roses on your dress, my dear.
I think we should take a picture bent over, like
and
each head on each side.
Let's give a hand as
woo
we take the picture of the red butt of Jackie Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, indeed, the hot hands of Miss Isabella Sorrenti and Goddess Leanne.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you, Goddess Leanne.
Whoa, ho, ho. So I just want to find out if there is a wolf in the house.
There is a wolf in the house. Would you like me to get him?
Yeah, because he has, I think, an announcement.
I know. I think so, too. Let me grab him.
I got to hear this. I'm going to take a little suck on my baby dick here for a minute.
That's so cute.
I have uses
for all dicks.
What kind of
announcement is he going to make?
You know, I think it's got something to do with Hollywood.
We just wanted to welcome you back and find out about your adventures.
Yeah, we haven't seen you since before we were in Puerto Rico. Big hugs.
I love Dr. Susan. I love this woman. If Max didn't have her, I would have her.
Oh.
Ow.
You have me.
Max gonna beat me up in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Right. Sorry, Max.
Right.
Just playing. Disclaimer. Just playing. Yes, I've been gone for a minute. It was a beautiful thing. I was gone for a movie premiere out in Detroit, Michigan, for a film that I was in called... Once Upon a Time in Detroit, and I played the actual star of the film. I played his father, and I had a quick little bit role. Then
daddy.
Yeah, I played a daddy in the movie.
You're daddy. Yeah. Daddy. Let's hear it for Igor the daddy.
Daddy, baby. I played daddy. Mm. You know, so it was a beautiful experience, and I'm glad to be back. You see where I am, and back in Bonoboville. So
well,
this
good.
Is home. Back at home again.
Daddy knows where home is.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Back with mama right
uh-huh.
here.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a great show tonight, too. Everybody looking good. Everybody doing good. So beautiful faces.
All
some
right.
new faces.
Can we see the movie somewhere in L.A.?
I don't know, but I'm just an actor in it. So basically, I've done my part.
They
get me put in a lot of film festivals and everything.
Yeah.
And I just got another movie role as well when I got back in town. So.
Oh, yeah. What are you?
It's a film called Mama Sung. Mama song.
Okay, daddy. Mama song. Yeah. You know, you're keeping it all
daddy,
in the
mama.
Family.
I
yeah,
know,
right. So yeah. How's your rap career going?
Everything is going cool. You know, it's just steady. Just perform and do shows, create shows.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting on anybody. I'm not waiting on Hollywood. Just like Bonoboville here is not waiting on Hollywood. We create.
No, we're not
Everybody's
waiting
here
on
is creators.
Anybody.
Everybody here is our creator. So
yeah.
That's the name of the game. Keep creating, keep creating, keep creating.
Real content. Can I get you?
Yes.
Can I get?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. I'm going to ask you and get you to do a little rap.
Okay. Is that what you like?
That would be what I would like. Your choice, except I would ask you to take off your shirt.
What song do you want me to do?
Well, I said your choice for the song. It's my choice for the shirt off, but your choice for the song.
Dayton, what song?
You should freestyle.
Okay, I'll do that. We are one. I'll do that.
Okay.
Since everybody in here, diverse crowd. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know Abe got me in the back, right? All right. She gonna
okay.
take my shirt
so
off.
So We Are One is actually very appropriate because we just did a Bonobo Way of Inclusivity talk for ASECT. And it's all about inclusivity. It's Gay Pride Month. And it's, definitely diversity time.
Well, the only thing that wasn't inclusive was the price.
Oh, you mean Spirit Airlines. Yeah, that was not a very inclusive airline at all. It wasn't inclusive at all. Hey, get with the program, Spirit. Okay.
So, yes, we see all this diverse crowd in here. Everybody give yourselves a hand for being at Bonoboville tonight. We turn up. I am Ecord the Wolf, and the song is We Are One. Haven't performed this one in a minute, so let's see what we can do here.
Let's hear it for Ecor the Wolf, brothers and sisters.
Give me some volume on that too, please, if you can. Yes. Yes. Track one. Clap. 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 There we go. Clap.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should turn
just gotta warm up.
I should spank your ass for the clapping. Right.
Where we at? Get some of that volume. Oh, yes. You want to get this one around in life, y'all. But we are one, so everybody just understand that. Throw them ones up. I can't hear it, Abe. I can't hear it. I need some volume.
Turn it up, Abe.
Yes. Oh, I can get it popping. I can be grimy and greasy real easy. Believe me, that's nothing.
Been on them blocks, trapping in spots, evading the cops till I got popped. My handcuffs on my wrist. Sit down a minute, think about it. While I'm in there thinking I got shit to finish, Earth needs me. I'm Hancocked, and I won't stop giving the props, throwing the peace, and showing my love and all of the above. That's what I'm all about. Now let Wolf shout, I love y'all. Now let it trickle down, let it fall. Like the season, good peeps don't need reason to be nice. That's for them souls whose cold is ice. And I don't think twice, I got your six and take six more steps to have your 12. Mama, daddy, elders raised me well with integrity, which led to my humanity. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, throw y'all ones up, y'all. We are one, you and I. Keep that volume going, eh? Together, here we go. Yes, intertwined. Look at all this racial, like diversity in here, you know what I'm saying? Look at it. It's in here tonight. And it's in here every week.
Turn it up, babe.
Yes. So,
it's gotta turn it up. Turn it up, babe.
But you keep striking, keep fighting, sticking and moving, keep showing and proving that just with a little piece, life can go a long way. So Wolf is here to help pave the way with more peace. We already got war in our own streets from here to the Middle East and abroad, but I'm down for the cause and been had my call. My humanity is gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, rest in peace, rep the belly of the beast for the Detroit state of mind. L-Zine, I ain't shot, cause I got love to spread. If love is my butter, then earth is my bread. It's eating peace like kings and queens we feast and sing. Can we all just get along? R.I.P. Rodney King, Doc Martin Luther, I'm still pushing your dreams cause we are one. Throw the ones up, y'all. Yes, together, yes, you and I, together, Dr. Bonobos, Dr. Susan Block, together, we storm the weather, we are one, yo. I guess I won't see the peace that I need until I reach the streets of the G.O.D. Until then, I'm going in, swimming, B.O.F. Yep, I'm the guy, I swam by, I said hi, and then left. Water bubbles, the world is in trouble, so bartender, give him a double. Glass of integrity, mixed with a shot of humanity. The ultimate boiler maker, ultimately for the sake of mankind. We need to intertwine, racial shine, elevate our minds, like we can hit the finest lines of kush, mom's push, blow to the world, reach to a man. Woman, touch a girl, touch a boy, but we're no Sandusky, trust me. You don't want the state pin big up to Penn State. Don't let one man's hate steal that school's fate. I think that school's great. So go, kids, educate, demonstrate, and graduate that we are one. We are the ones up, y'all. Together. Yes, Bonoboville, that's what it's all about. Being one, unified. That's what this is all about. Education, information, learning, love. Throw them L's up with that one. See what I'm saying? Because we are one. One love, he poured the work. We are one together. Love Bonoboville. Dr. Susan Block, I definitely love you. And
I
Max.
Definitely love you. Sorry, great. Max, but I love you too. Turn I love the, you.
Turn down the mic.
Brothers and sisters, we
in the studio a little bit. Hello, hello, hello.
One.
Hello, hello. Better, better, better.
And we won. Right. We won.
And
we won.
And Tess and you can't, what's wrong? Something wrong with your mic?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hey, hey. All right. So we're almost out of time. And we want to thank our newbie. She ain't no virgin no more. Isabella Sorrenti.
Yeah.
Can you, like, take a bow so that we can see up your skirt?
Bow up your skirt.
Like, you know. Just asking. You don't have
so,
to.
So, but
what? Bend over. So, I mean, I've been curious
ben
about
Dover
what's under the skirt.
Ben
just
Dover is his last
oh,
name.
Oh, but I towards
first
camera
name ben,
maybe.
Last name Dover.
Oh my gosh, you have such a nice ass! Wow.
Yes.
She's oh, and you have the cute panties on.
Well muscled.
Mm. Ooh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I'm not a spanker.
Very nice.
Nice.
Sort of. A
hey.
And Very good.
We all know I don't like to spank
innocent
people.
Panties there, like a sort of light blue or what? Yeah, light blue, sky blue. Well, so thank you so much, Isabella Sorrenti, for sharing your ass with us, as well as all your stories and wisdom. And you know, we're happy to join you on your journey. The goal is the journey. And you're on it. We're on it with you. Where can people find you so they can connect? Here, take a mic.
Looking for yourself.
Well, you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Sorrenti XXX. So ISASORRENTIXXX.
Okay.
That's hardcore, Sorrenti.
Yes, Sorrenti.
Italian.
Come back to Sorrento. But
Sorrento,
she's from Firenze. And a Max is from Rome.
I'm from Roma.
You speak a little Italiano? No, Italiano. All right. Well, you'll take lessons
Italiano,
before you go
no
over
Italiano.
There. They'll love you in Italy because you look like, who's that one that looks like Marilyn Monroe? A little bit like Cicolina. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a little bit, you know. She's the
Rome.
Italian porn star.
Rome
and
has
politician.
And has a great new mayor.
I know. She's not a porn star, but she's gorgeous. She's just a gorgeous mayor, you know, and cheers to Rome. So, Goddess Leanne.
Hi.
It's so nice always to have you, and thank you for providing your bounteous boobage for Bonoboville Communion.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
And we can find you at Goddess Leanne.
You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Goddess Leanne, or twitter.com/Goddess Leanne.
Pretty easy, guys and girls, you know, so don't blow it. Follow Goddess Leanne. And we have little Miss Jackie Blue, who got laid on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. And so
a marvelous experience.
And we find you on?
You can find me mostly on Twitter, at T.S. Jackie.
T.S. there. Is that a term?
Yeah. Transsexual.
I know, but I mean, is that a good term? Is that a bad term? Is that
offensive term? A lot of people have T.S. in their name.
They have T.S., yeah. Right. Like P.S., except with a T.
Just like that, only different.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, you want to signal, but yet you don't want to be compartmentalized. It's the human condition. I mean, we all kind of want to signal, and yet it's hard, you know, say, hey, I want to find my people, whether it's customers or boyfriends, girlfriends, transbian friends. We want to put it out there, who we are. And yet, we're all such individuals, you know. It's hard to compartmentalize, to give a word.
I am only me, myself.
Yeah. What do you think of Transformer?
I thought that I had to think about that for a minute.
Okay, think about it for a minute because Izzy, is that what you are on Twitter?
I guess
that's what we call you for short, Issa?
Issa, yeah.
Issa, you have something to say about Transformer.
Oh, yeah, they should make a parody, like a porn parody with like a bunch of trans.
Oh, yes, Transformers in disguise.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
My mic's turned down. Is it on even?
Test.
I can't sometimes hear my own husky voice, which is crazy. I like Transformers. I thought it was a good thing. You thought it was a good thing.
I think it was a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, because we're all performers, and then the trans, and it was good.
It makes sense.
I should do a parody.
Very clever on my part, but I was told by certain people that
you should write the script.
Somewhat politically incorrect, but, you know, so I always want to check it out. And
we didn't think it was politically incorrect.
What do we know?
Well, we were right.
Well, sometimes we are. Sometimes we are. But, you know, you got to check in with the person you're talking to, the person you're talking about, if that's possible, because it's the age of consent and caring. And, yeah, it can go a little too far and get, you know, kind of political correctness, and that drives some people so crazy they would actually consider Donald Trump, you know.
I understand that the political correctness can drive people nuts.
However, we are going through, all of us as a society, a transition.
Everyone hates Donald Trump so much.
Hopefully he's just a backlash that's going to be a footnote in this crazy year.
I'm the only one that thinks he's funny, I guess.
Well, no, we all think he's funny. Inadvertently humorous.
Does anybody
Yes, Max.
Nothing. I'm a little stoned at the bar.
Well, we kind of like how U.S. presidential candidate Mistress Tara Indiana showed us how she beat Trump, how she will beat Trump, how somebody should beat Trump, and it might as well be a woman. I don't care what you were born as, but if you identify
with female power. And that, to me, is a sort of a thing. Nothing against manly men. I mean, you're in touch with your feminine side, in a way. He cleans up. Yeah, right. That's it. Put on some cologne, you get in touch with your feminine side. Get in touch with it, brothers and sisters, or else as a species, you know, we're out of here. And a few other species we'd be taking with us. So I think that this movement towards a female president might not be the best female there is, but, you know, the movement towards a female president is a positive development. Can we have a microphone for the manly man here?
Yeah. You should have the microphone, yeah. Not me in this conversation.
Yeah, I know, because you have jealousy towards Hillary, I can tell. God. Yeah, I can tell. Bill knows. Bill wants a blowjob here. Oh, yeah.
Billy.
Okay, so anyways, yeah. We're moving towards a more female-empowered future, I hope, I believe, and I say. And it's the bonobo way. That's right. So, you know, it's not always our first choice, but as long as we're moving in the right direction, the goal is the journey. Let's not move backwards.
True.
Let's move forwards. You know, the best man, woman, or trans being, or, you know, whatever, should be president, the best for the country, not just to watch on television and laugh and, you know. So, thank you, brothers and sisters. Where do we find you?
You can fit me, which is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ekor, IKKOR. There it is. Fit me. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Ekor, IKKOR.
Thank you. And yes, brothers and sisters.
Oh, LA Talk Live as well. I apologize. LATalkLive.com.
Yeah. Be good. Be happy. Try not to hurt anyone. Get help if you think about hurting people. If you feel that level of shame.
Hey, Jake. Now it's on.
Does anybody
Max,
see
do you
how
need
beautiful
some help?
Dr. Black is? Look how color coordinated she is. Look at this.
Oh,
it's like
pink
this is beautiful. Those shoes is killing it.
Oh.
Oh my God.
You know, I was inspired by the Marilyn feeling.
Yeah,
I felt,
you hot with that. You hot all the time with all
Marilyn
the
stuff
you wear.
Marilyn stuff going on. Girly. So, yeah, brothers and sisters, we got to wind it up, we've had a great show, and we thank you for joining us, and we hope that you make, like bonobos, not baboons, right? Whatever you do, if you feel like a baboon, don't vote, okay?
Just.
You know, and make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Mwah.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.